Druckenmiller's AI-written op-ed and the coming super El Niño. S&P futures stood at 7,687 Wednesday morning, down roughly 4.25 points, essentially flat, reflecting a market absorbing significant news flow without making a decisive directional move. The story with the longest financial tail, however, involved not a price but a disclosure. Prominent macro investor Stanley Druckenmiller revealed, nearly as an aside, that he used AI to write his Wall Street Journal op-ed attacking Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent's fiscal posture. The casual nature of the disclosure raised questions that financial media has not previously had to answer. Should attribution to AI be disclosed in financial commentary the same way a short position must be disclosed before publishing bearish analysis of a company? When investors read commentary from a figure like Druckenmiller, a macro investor credited with successfully predicting multiple market inflection points across four decades, part of what they are evaluating is his reasoning process. If that reasoning is AI-generated, readers are receiving his prompt and his name attached to an AI output, not his analytical process. Those are meaningfully different things, and readers unaware of the distinction may be making decisions on a false premise. The underlying critique of Bessent, whatever its authorship, concerns matters seriously debated in economic circles. Treasury's management of elevated interest costs on federal debt and questions about the sustainability of the current fiscal trajectory. Whether the op-ed will carry the same market weight as Druckenmiller's previous hand-authored analyses amounts to a real-time test of whether authorship credibility survives AI disclosure. NOAA's 95% probability estimate for a super El Niño this fall carries direct financial market implications. A super El Niño of the potential magnitude described, reportedly the strongest since at least 1946, produces predictable agricultural, insurance, and infrastructure impacts that flow into commodity markets and insurance derivatives. California faces specific coastal flooding risk, translating to actuarial exposure for property and casualty insurers operating in the state. Agricultural commodity markets in the Pacific Basin will reflect shifts in rainfall patterns across Peru, Indonesia, and Australia. The last major super El Niño in 1997 to 1998 caused an estimated $35 billion in global economic damage. Climate scientists suggest the 2026 event could prove materially more severe, layered as it is on top of a warmer baseline ocean temperature.